The debate opened with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres thanking Guyana for bringing the Council together to focus on the impact of climate crisis and food insecurity on global peace and security. He acknowledged that climate chaos and food crises are serious and mounting threats to global peace and security, and said that it is only right that they are addressed by the Council.
A global food crisis is creating a hellscape of hunger and heartache for many of the world's poorest people. And the climate crisis is accelerating with a deadly force, and last year was the hottest ever. Both these facts undermine peace. Empty bellies fuel unrest.
The SG's position was supported by Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, Simon Steele, who also underlined the link between food insecurity and conflict.
I want to begin today by thanking Guyana for bringing this important topic to the attention of the Security Council. Because there's no two ways about it. The less that is done to tackle climate change, the more conflicts this chamber will be faced with. Only a few years ago, the world believed we could eradicate hunger. Today, 1 in 10 people on Earth already suffers from chronic hunger. That number is unacceptable. If climate change accelerates, it will only become worse.
And while Guyana presided over the debate as president of the UNSC, Dr. Fanali also delivered a statement expanding on the link between climate change, food insecurity, and global peace. He told the Security Council that climate change and conflict are two of the main drivers of food insecurity and often overlap, creating a vicious cycle of instability and need. Dr. Ali says the assessment is that climate change is expected to grow significantly as a driver of conflict, and Guyana recognizes, too, that armed conflict can induce food insecurity and the threat of famine.
We believe strongly that a very targeted approach must be adopted. The Security Council must take in account the consequential effects on food security and climate in addressing the issues of conflict and war. And these issues are intricately linked to the rule of law, democracy, and governance. They are all interconnected.
President Ali says Guyana is of the strong view that the Security Council should outline a series of steps that must include a full analysis of the impact and incorporate measures to deal with climate and food as it relates to wars and conflict. For NCN News, I'm Radha Motilal.